I want to introduce this morning Sasha Abrams. She is an experienced leader in the private foundation area. Her legal expertise, including advising on laws and regulations applicable to private foundations, intellectual property, and corporate governance and ethics. She's the general counsel of the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation. And so, Sasha, welcome. And then next to Will is Ruth Madrigal. Ruth is an extensive experience both within the government and private practice, advising on a wide variety of tax policy issues affecting charities and other 501c3s. She's a principal at KPMG LLP and the leader of the exemption group within the firm's Washington base. So welcome Ruth and Sasha this morning. Okay.
Great. Thank you so much. We are delighted to be here and really excited about the topic we're about to embark on. We wanted to start by just building ever so slightly on those introductions to tell you a little more about our background and what it brings to us as we talk about this topic. Ruth.
So I'm Ruth Madrigal. I started my career in private practice representing tax-exempt organizations, but then spent 6 years at the Office of Tax Policy in the Treasury Department working as a regulator.
And I've been in this field for about 20 years. I have heard government speakers at multiple conferences. I've attended talks like we just heard and have always had a fuzzy understanding about who's who and how this process actually works. So I've had a hypothesis that I'm not alone. I won't ask for a show of hands, but my guess is that others also would benefit from some demystification. So that hypothesis has combined now with the moment we are in. And to just recap a bit about what we heard from the last session, even before the presidential election, we were seeing headlines like these. These were July and October, and commentators were looking ahead to 2025 and considering it the Super Bowl of taxes. And to just highlight, the reason for that is the expiration of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act provisions that was always going to happen in 2025. So regardless of the election outcome, we were anticipating this being a big tax policy year. Because tax-exempt organizations are the creature of a tax code, we have always thought this could be a big year for the sector. So this background combines with the agenda we have today. We are going to talk about how tax policy is made, highlight some issues to watch, and then conclude with what exempt organizations can do. We're going to start with how tax policy is made, and in this session, I'm going to be playing the everything you ever wanted to know role that we've advertised, and Ruth is going to be herself one of our national tax policy experts. We're going to use the three equal branches of our government as a roadmap for this talk. And what you'll hear us do is layer over each of the branches, the relevant tax policy players. We're starting with the legislative branch. And why start here? We're starting here because this is where tax laws are made. And just as a reminder, to get a tax bill out of Congress, we need both the House and the Senate to pass the same bill and have that signed by the president. So with this sort of setup, Ruth, I would love to turn to you and ask, who are the tax policy players in Congress? And secondly, what do you think the tax policy process could look like in this coming Congress?
Sure. So as Alex and Kim sort of alluded to, and there's going to be a lot of places where what they were talking about just before us and what we're talking about interlock, so I think they've provided some great examples that hopefully will fit in. The major players on each side, in the House and in the Senate, in order to get the bill passed, as Sasha said, you got to get the bill passed out. But when a bill is first introduced, it's referred to a committee, a tax writing committee. In the House, it's called the House Ways and Means Committee. And in the Senate, it's called the Senate Finance Committee. But both of those have jurisdiction over tax bills. So it's referred to those committees, and the people...